How's it going out there, ladies and gents? You're the trophy husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Richie.
He's back! Yes. He's back!
Yeah. I'm Luke.
And I am Nick, and you are listening to episode 26 on the 20th anniversary of our last time of having Richie. He decides to come back. I mean, he's under, as from his own words from episode 6, go back and listen to it, folks, if you haven't. He's under a 3-episode obligation, so this is episode 2 for him.
Yeah, well, so you gotta renew your contract after this.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I need renegotiation. I didn't think this through the first time.
You're still not getting fucking paid.
No one is getting paid.
Well, actually, I was here the whole time. I just didn't speak anything.
It's true.
20 weeks.
It's true. Yeah. We said about like where he was just gonna stay up here, and we're gonna find like this odd pile of poo that wasn't even his in the room. Yep. It happened. We were trying to get him out. We've been trying to get the smell out, but it just doesn't leave.
He tries like, shut up. No.
I forget who it was, but it was last week. I think it might have been you and Greg on the porch. And I remember I just grabbed the broom when we were over at Libby and Tom's, and I just leaned my head at the door, and I started poking them with the broom. I was like, shoo! same thing. It's like, we see Richie, like, bent over, eating a half, like, half-decaying, like, McDonald's burger. And it's just like, there he is! Get the broom!
Get him out! But, all right, let's shoot it off like we always do.
I mean, you're not wrong.
It is Saturday, folks. How was everybody's Friday?
It is alumni weekend.
We've recorded before on alumni weekend. There's two alumni weekends at your college. One is during the fall, one is during the spring. And it is the fall alumni weekend.
Oh, really? I thought it was the summer one.
I'm explaining to the
Well, it is fall, so what alumni weekend could it be?
I'm explaining to the folks at home. Suck my dick.
Why do they need this? Are you assuming that our folks at home are stupid? It's fall. What do you
think? Yeah, but they're not from around here, so we're explaining the concept of alumni weekend.
Thank you, Mark.
And your joke was terrible.
Nobody gets alumni weekend?
I know
it's a common thing.
I know that you're told, but your joke was a reach.
It's a common thing. Why can't
we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Okay. Alumni weekend, thus by Richie is back in town and whatnot, and he was hitting me back up in August, just like, I want to be on the podcast again, man. So yesterday was our friend Libby's birthday. We talked about Libby a handful of times. I don't even know where to like start off. For me personally speaking, Friday I was chilling, ended up at Libby's place, and we were putting back some beers. Went over to Murph's, chilling and killing it there. And nothing terribly interesting happened, but I mean it was just a whole bunch of throwing it back and having fun.
Honestly, at one point at Murph's, I was like, all right, I kind of want to leave. So I think Greg and I left around midnight.
I mean, it was super crowded.
It was super crowded,
which it always is for alumni weekend.
It's going to be worse tonight.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Depot's, I know JT, who does the DJing at Murph's.
Yeah,
he's going to set at Depot, which he's like, no cover. It's like, so, and JT, I feel like the word's gotten around that, everyone's going there, so.
Yeah, JT actually does a very good set as well.
I just really hope it's not like a sick joke where it's like, oh yeah, Depot has no cover. Then it's like, $10 cover. I'm just like, oof.
It's just a 3-hour mega mix of Blue by Eiffel 65.
I'm blue, abadi, abudang.
Put some drops in there, slow it down, speed it up.
I have no rhythm, brothers.
Friday night for me was a personal tale of just, can this shit get weirder? personal
totally
shit.
Have to ask that question.
Just when I thought shit couldn't get weirder, I'm like, here we are, at Paris.
And it is.
there's a whole tale behind that, but I'm not going to fucking self-incriminate.
Do it.
Not everyone is you.
Well, Luke and I... Luke and I ended up doing, for the third weekend in a row now, an accidental sunrise crew. Mm-hmm. It happened. Again. We went and got breakfast. I spilled coffee on myself.
That was hysterical.
But it was hot.
As coffee usually is.
As coffee normally is, yes.
Unless it's iced.
They don't do that at diners. Yeah. The Colonial.
But
good place for breakfast.
The best thing is
plug right there, advertise it.
We're not getting anything for it, but
but the thing is because Greg's house is very close to Colonial, maybe 2 blocks down. And then Nick's like, we should go to the market. which is like a mile walk.
But it's like right by my place, yeah, so that's where I always go.
Like, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to make it there. It's 8 a.m. I'm still drunk. I feel like shit.
Luke was struggle bussing.
Let's go to Colonial. It's close and it's good.
And I was I mean, okay.
Yeah, please. Like, I had to fucking twist your arm. But he's like, I'm hungry, so I need. So we left, after we left Colonial, and he's like, now we should go to the market for second breakfast. I'm like,
I was explaining to Marcus, I did do. I got back. First off, I had to get back to my car. Drove back home, and like, that's, I don't know, it's like maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock-ish. Chilled for like an hour, hour and a half, and I just like, and I was completely degenerate. I got home, and I'm like, you know what? I'm thirsty. I'm going to crack open a beer. So there I am at like 9 o'clock in the morning drinking a beer.
What's new?
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday, except it's actually in the morning. That's actually really concerning. But
you have a fucking problem.
There's meanings for people like you.
Hey. You mean like Awesome People Anonymous?
Have a seat.
Triple A.
APA.
Triple A.
Awesome People Anonymous. Yeah. APA.
He won't fix your car. He'll just drink your beer.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But so I did. Like, I came home. I put down a beer, and then I went across the street. I'm like, I was Bilbo Baggins, and I'm like, and second breakfast is always good. Let's do second breakfast.
Hell yeah, second meal of anything is amazing. Like, I don't understand when people are just like, I don't like leftovers. I'm like,
what?
You don't have a fucking soul.
What you mean? I mean, some things get better over time. Like, I made chili on, what was it?
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday, I made chili. And chili is something that, like, you want it to sit. Like, the more it kind of sits and marinates, the more flavorful it gets. And I've been eating that since then. Like, that's been my dinner for, like, the last 3 nights, but it's been delicious every time.
Same concept with women. Like, when they hit 18, like, once, you know, once
I
they hit
say,
it,
wait,
once
they marinate for this older crew there, yeah. Like,
it's a bell curve. Like, it's like they peak and then
then they fall. Yeah,
right. I mean, I'm trying to be a cabana boy, so I can't be picky. Like, bills and rent need paid. So who it's, like
you do what you gotta do.
You should go on Seeking Arrangement.
I don't want to be a committed cabana boy. I just want
No. If you like, have you heard of Seeking Arrangement?
No, what is it?
Oh my god, it's a site for people who are looking for sugar daddies. And sugar daddies. That's literally what it's designed for. Like, so you like,
so sugar daddy, sugar mama.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's for. So you just have to say like Marcus, age, name, what I'm looking for, what I do.
What I am, like, dark chocolate.
Exactly. Like, what I want, and then it's like...
Black Cupid.
And you, and where it's like...
I forgot about that. Let's fucking see. Black Cupid this Saturday. But yeah, actually, if you look on my Twitter, it actually says Cabana Boy in the description.
Does it really?
Okay, two things.
I need verification.
Two things first off here. First off, I'm not going to incriminate him, but there's a friend of all of ours who, I remember the one time we were down at the Hound, and there was this cougar that started hitting on him. And I mean, like, it was an attractive cougar, too. Like, she was actually pretty cute. Probably, I say cougar, but she's probably in her late 30s kind of thing. And our friend ended up going home with her. And he told me later on, he's like, dude, it's the craziest sex I've ever had. He's like, I'm surprised my dick didn't break. And then he's talking about when he was leaving, and he was trying to get out of her house, and he was stepping on her kids' toys.
You mean that doesn't happen all the time?
I mean, you do you, Richie. I'm not saying anything.
I'd rather not.
Hashtag Richie predicaments.
Exactly. Oh, wow, it does say Cabana Boy on there.
It definitely does.
Confirmation, yeah.
So, though, my second point, going on to Twitter here, complete side point, for anyone who hasn't seen, at Get Creme Brulee'd, Gabby, who was previously on episode 7, made a phenomenal / I hate it picture of Satan bots. I posted it up on my Twitter. I'm sure we'll share it on the Trophy Husband's Twitter. Like, everyone check it out. It's hilarious. And scarily accurate.
It's so fucking funny. I cried.
Nick and I, we were talking since August about me coming back on the podcast. And I just texted him, because the podcast kills a lot of time when I'm doing cardio or if I'm doing a long drive. And I just texted him. I'm just like, Yeah, can I come to my podcast? He's like, sure, open invite. And then he texted me saying, Luke has a wonderful title name for your comeback. It's Richie's Revenge. I'm like, I like that, but I have
two better.
Yeah. I have two better
ones. Do better here.
let me try to top it off here. It was either going to be All Dogs Go to Heaven 3, or my personal favorite one is Back by Unpopular Demand.
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite, and that's actually, Richie put up a tweet about it, a poll. That's what the folks voted, so that is going to be the name of this episode, Back by Unpopular Demand.
And I put it on my Facebook, too, and no one, like, voted for it. But,
nobody knew on Facebook what we were talking about.
Exactly.
The thing is, I'm going to be back on the podcast, and these are three choices. If you have any more choices, what do you think? Then our my friend Nick, not you, Nick, different Nick. He's
Goofy
like...
Nick, my yeah. favorite Nick.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not your favorite Nick.
Not anymore.
You've been replaced.
Dang it. I thought we had something special, man.
He just goes, I got an idea. Hashtag bring back Richie predicaments, because I stopped him for a bit.
Yeah,
because I didn't think people were that interested in them.
No, I noticed that recently. Like, I feel like in the last week or two, you've had like a flood of new Richie predicaments. I was like, oh, cool. Like, we haven't seen him in a while.
Bring him back.
Yeah, just if people didn't listen to the last episode, what Richie predicaments are just things I think I'd probably... Like conversations I either end up having or
shit
just,
you feel like you run into.
Yeah. And like one of my favorite ones is I lock the keys in my car, being the wise graduate that I am.
Happens.
And the guy just goes like, you're a special kind of stupid, aren't you? I'm like, sir, I just graduated college.
They're like, have you done that? No, because you're jacking open cars. And now, no offense to anyone who does that, like, it is a career that needs to happen, but I'm sorry, I don't think you need a college degree for doing that, though.
You don't need to be a dick about it, too.
I want to talk about
how I met Nick, because I didn't tell Marcus how he first met.
Oh, right, we were talking about this last night. Yeah. Hit it.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Because I never seen Nick, like, out of it, but my first meeting of him...
Few and far between.
He was really out of it, and Luke's like, oh yeah, prove it to me. What's your meeting Nick's story?
Like, I can count on one hand the times I've seen Nick completely obliterated, even though we drink together every weekend.
I was about to say, yeah.
I was talking to my friend who I got set up on a blind date for, but no one told me it was a blind date, so that was always fun.
Awkward! Hashtag Richie Verdick.
Coming in hot!
I'm on a blind date without knowing I'm on a blind date.
But Nick just plops down next to me with a receipt in hand, and he just goes like, ha, got a little problem here. I'm like, yeah, Nick, what's your problem, sir? He's like, I don't know how much to tip this guy. And I see the bill, and the bill's like a low number, like $10.25. I'm like, I'm a big believer in tipping 20%. Yeah. So I'm like, why don't you tip him $2.75? It's a nice even number, be $13. And he's like,
I just said that because he needed to tell the people he knows math. So
I took a math class.
Just one.
You had to.
But he's like, how'd you get that? I'm like, well, 5 + 5 = 10, and then you just do. He's like, you know what? You're right. He just writes $10 on the... Yeah. And I'm just like... Okay.
That's not what I said at all.
I'm just like, all right. That's
you're a nice guy.
I'm just like, I wish I had the money to flaunt that you do. I call him. In my head, I just go, there's Big Bucks Nick right there.
That's right. You know, I make all that money as an IT guy at a high school.
Yeah. So one of the things that happened... last night was, there's this one girl that I know, and she kept just, like, poking and fucking prodding at me and shit. I was getting so annoyed, and then at one point...
And Luke starts poking.
She's like, just like that.
Well, you fucked yourself!
Like this? Okay, yeah. All right, I'm done.
Fuck you. Can you feel it, Marcus? Can you feel it?
Can you feel it, Mr. Krabs? Can you feel... that's going to be Luke tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to be feeling it tomorrow, so I'll probably be dead.
But no, she was like, and I'm pretty sure she was pretty fucked up too, and I was just like, no, I was, she's like, oh, at one point she could see it, I was just like, I was like, would you fuck off? Like, Jesus. Like, I'm like, she's so sorry, like, blah, 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 and then she's like, oh, I promise, I'm not going to hit you again, like, if I hit you tomorrow... you can hit me back. I was just like, I'm not going to hit you back.
Do that anyway.
Honestly. I was like, if you hit me tomorrow, I can put my balls on your forehead. shake on it. And she shook. Oh, snaps.
So Marcus is getting some balls on the forehead.
When it happens, can I watch?
I really want to see Marcus' balls that bad.
It's gonna be funny as shit. No, I want to see this happen. Like, I would be like, Luke, like, we shook on it. You said I could, so
I didn't know why. Out of fucking nowhere. I was just gonna be like, just gonna make brief contact, and you're gonna see a flash, and Luke's gonna have like a digital SLR, like a Canon Rebel.
It's like, all right, let's do this.
Luke's kind of like that too, because I'm not sure if he remembers, but we were at a
probably not.
We were at a cast party, and I was just
definitely not then.
Yeah, it was the musical one for The Boyfriend, I think it was.
So like a couple years ago.
Yeah, this was a couple years ago, and
was that at my house?
I was just talking to a couple people, and Luke just pulls me aside. He's like, "Hey, just saying my room's free. I'm just saying my room's free." I'm like, "Luke, I'm not gonna do anything tonight." He's like, "I'm just saying the room's free." And then the best part is, I didn't take the offer. Our friend Classic Dave did.
Classic. Oh God. Okay. So yeah, this is fucking hysterical.
And I'll let you take it away.
Yeah. So it was one of the cast parties at 258. And I go downstairs in the basement. People are playing beer pong, like hanging out. But our friend Classic Dave, I'm not going to give his real name.
Dave doesn't go by his middle name, but his first real is David.
He goes by his middle name, but his first real is David. So, yeah. But anyway, so people are just like, there's like probably eight people chilling downstairs. And Dave and this girl are just like viciously making out, like as if like.
And you're like, my room's open.
No, my room's open. I was more like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
get a room, my room.
I was like, if you want to go fuck in my bed, you can go right ahead. It's upstairs, straight. Just go, like, stop, like.
He gave him like a Dora the Explorer map of
Go right ahead.
If there's a place you need to go, you can go to his room to bone. He's the map.
There are plenty of people.
The role of Swiper would be played by Luke.
The role of Swiper will be... The role of Swiper will be played by Plan B.
Swipe that shit away. But so as I said this, like, I was very belligerently drunk, being like, just,
are you okay? Nick is trying to contain himself.
I almost spewed. I saw that. I just looked at the computer. I'm just like, oh my God.
Exactly. Like, I almost spewed in the computer's right below me. I'm like, nope. Hold it back. Because I just taken a cup of water when you said that.
So, and like I said, I was very drunk when I said this, so I just fucking knew it. So it was probably like a half hour later, and I forgot that I said it's like, oh, I gotta go to my room and get my sweatshirt or something. And so I walk in the door, just turn my light on, and Dave's on top of this girl, like, mid-thrust. Like, and he just looks back, like, deer in the heads, like, and I just stare, I was like, what? Just like, I didn't, like, you know, oops, sorry, run out. I was like, I stared, I was like, oh, right, I said you could do that. It just walked out. And he was just horrified.
instant unboner.
Exactly. It's like, what?
Boner killer. Seeing Luke mid-thrust?
No, it was not me.
No, I'm saying, like...
Seeing me mid-thrust?
I'm saying...
Oh, he's seeing you.
Yes.
Whilst he...
Okay, thank you, Marcus.
I get it. You don't want to see me
mid-thrust. Yes, let's describe it a little bit more.
Penis and vagina penetration.
And then Luke.
And him in the back. His face literally just like... All right, sis.
But, did you get your sweater done? Did you get your sweater?
I did. I was like, all right. But Luke and I were always
poke fun at Classic Dave because we were actually in a show one time,
yeah,
and we were going through his Facebook like photos, and I just go Classic Dave, like Classic Dave, like
very old then pictures
just,
of him,
yeah, and then it's just like Luke's go like, oh, it's like him and his ex girlfriend, like Classic
Dave. I forgot.
And then our friend's like, what are you doing? You can't do this!
Stop it, guys!
No, my favorite is, like, because he played the role of Santa that year. And, like, one of my favorite theater moments of all time is just, like, because at the end of Christmas Carol, you have to, like, greet the kids.
Yeah.
It's, like, a fun play.
Yeah, of course. It's a family
thing. And you know how, like, everyone stays in character.
Yeah. And you know how, kids are like, Santa, are you like, real? Like, are you, like, you're not the real Santa. And one kid just goes, you're not real. And classic Dave's in character the whole time, he goes, ho, 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 you're not real.
To this kid and just done.
And then I'm just dying laughing.
You probably just caused this kid to have, like, an existential crisis.
Am I? What is,
like,
life?
Am I real? Like, it's 6 year old.
There's a glitch in the Matrix. Help!
But the best part is, it's like we're doing, like, our final bells, our acting teacher, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And, like, just as Grady comes on as Santa, you just see him shuffling towards the door. just
his hand on his face.
Because, we were in a class together.
Text performance was the first one, I think.
Yeah.
That was with Classic Dave.
Yeah, that was with Classic Dave. And one of our teachers, he's like, Richie, what are you doing? And then I just go in this over explanation of why I was talking. And then you just hear Luke, oh my god, Richie.
Just fucking stop.
And then he had to, like, kick a box out of the way. And I just go under my breath, Falcon kick.
Falcon kick!
And I just, like, sat right behind Richie that entire semester. It's like, god damn it.
Because I just make comments under my breath.
It's very, like, subtle things that are hysterical.
It's always fun, like, when you have class with somebody, and that's, like, the entire time. It's just, like, a two-person fucking roasting session, and nobody is none the wiser.
No, I just gotta say, this makes me think of, and now, we've said it before, I went to Catholic school, and I was raised and born Catholic, all that kind of stuff. Like, at one point, I think it was for my confirmation, we were sitting through this one class, my friend Paul and I, and I can't remember, they were telling the story of the greatest gift or something like that, and I don't remember what the greatest gift was exactly. It was something BS-y where it's like, the greatest gift was that he learned to give or something like that. At the end of it, and it'd been like a 15-minute story, and I'm sitting next to my friend Paul, and at the end, like, not even subtle, not even like how you were just saying, Richie, he just says it loud enough, everyone hears, and the teacher glared at him, he just goes, wow. like, if looks could kill, he would have been like 36 feet under in a heartbeat.
Like, he learned to, like, that's not the greatest gift, sir.
I do in the bar, and Marcus would occasionally join in with me, is we'd have, like, fake names, like, we just introduce the people.
Sure, we talked about it, we did that with Steve Stein, talked about that when Steve was on.
Like,
now you say at the bar, don't get shy now!
Because, usually it's girls who've had a little bit too much,
Sure.
paninis.
And, too many Richie's paninis. Call back.
In the bathroom.
And they just go, like, what's your name? I just go, Sexton Hardcastle. And then,
What the fuck you just say?
And they're like, oh, okay. And then they go to Marcus, what's your name? He just goes, Dixon Sawyer.
Dixon Sawyer.
But there's actually a story I had with Nick. We were in the bathroom one time, Panini Central, and this man with a gorgeous afro just walks in. And Nick and him are just having a nice conversation about
it. As you do in merch bathroom.
And I'm just like, all right, we're all friends here, not knowing I had to, like, try to earn this man's trust in the conversation, but
for some reason, trusted me right away.
And I just blurt out, I'm just like, so what do you do with your hair? Do you, like, condition and shampoo or condition, or do you use the 2-in-1? And then he just stares at me for the most, like, awkward amount of time, and he just goes, yeah. And just, just walks out. I just go to Nick, I'm like, I screwed that up.
It was so funny. Like, and again, like I said, like, in Murphs, you do have random awkward conversations in the bathroom. And for whatever reason, like, That man trusted me right off the bat. He's like, all right, this guy's cool. Like, I can talk with him. And then Richie just brings up, like, the question. It wasn't, like, even an awkward question, but he just kind of looked at
me. I was,
like,
actually genuinely curious.
He's like, why are you asking me this? And he's like, yeah.
The thing is, like, Merch Bathroom, it's such close quarters, but it seems like at least once a night, every time I go in there, people are like, oh my god, it's a fucking sausage fest in here. It's so close. Like, have you not
been
over this place? Like, come on. Like,
I mean, I always have a line that I say every time I come in there when, like, all three of the toilets are in use. I'm just like, holy crowded bathroom, Batman.
One of the funniest things I've seen is when everyone had to get out and it was like closing time. I see a fight being broken out between two guys. The best part is one of them had a sling over their right arm and they were just trying to fight like this.
Stop it.
like just like flailing their left arm. I just go like, well, I guess that guy's not a lefty.
Cripple, use fury swipes.
The best, we would go into the bath, like me and like one of my friends, like we'd walk into the bathroom and like take the urinals, and then so this like a third random person would walk in, and me and my friend would just like take a look, just, like James Brown. We were like, yeah, let me see that dick. And we go, no, let me see that dick. And we start screaming shit. Let me see that dick. And that person, the third person, just storms out. You guys are fucking gay. Hate you. No, those guys are weird. And then someone else was like, let's just sit here for a minute and do it again. Like, we would do that all the time.
That leads me into a story. And I think I've told you two. I don't think you know, Richie. Okay. There's one time. This was early going on in MERS. Maybe like a year and a half to going to MERS kind of thing. And I remember I went in the one time. And I went into the urinal that's on the right, guy's already on the left. And I start taking a piss, and this guy, he's already there, he's going, and he does like a lean back. Like, I'm like, what? Like, I can see like in my peripherals, because obviously I'm not looking around, but I see him in my peripherals, like, he leans back, like, looks down, and like, nods, and then like, goes back to the wall, and I'm just like, okay. And then at one point, he just, like, he you know, shakes, zips, he just looks at me straight up and goes, nice dick, bro. And, like, then he just, like, starts and goes washing his hands like nothing ever happened.
That's
like,
it?
And I'm like, I didn't know how to react. I was like, thank you? I mean, I'm not that way, but thank you? Like,
yeah, you can appreciate a good dick, right?
That sounded gayer.
sounded straighter to my mind.
No context needed.
Yeah.
So, like, that one episode where you're just like,
and now he's that dick.
You have to, yeah.
You can't appreciate a good dick.
But actually, though, then last night I couldn't help but laugh. I went to go to the bathroom, and there's a line for the guy's bathroom, and all of a sudden, two chicks walk out of the guy's bathroom.
Yeah.
And then.
Was this last night you said?
Yeah, yeah. And then at one point, is me and one other dude, we're still waiting, and this girl comes up, and she's like, are you guys aligned? And we're like, yeah. And she's like, oh. And walks away, and we're like, why are the chicks using our bathroom?
Because their bathroom, it takes like so long.
It's a legit line, yeah.
Yeah, it's a legit line. There's three.
Not in and out like we are for our line.
Yeah, there's three stalls. They have the fucking bladder of a squirrel, so.
And they have to like completely undress to use the toilet.
Yeah, too, they gotta like take their fucking like romper and whatever the fuck else off and like their exoskeleton.
I think it was Libby the other week. Like actually, like I mean, it makes sense, but I never thought before. Like you have to take the romper the entire way off.
Yeah.
Completely naked.
Yeah.
To go to the bathroom. Like,
just put a poop flap in
awful.
There.
That sounds awful.
Greg was fucked up.
Just, poop flap.
Greg was like, what are you talking about? It's amazing. You just poop naked. And it was like, Greg, that's not how it works.
Are you trying to catch STDs?
Yeah, that's a great way to get, like, fucking grundle clap.
It's a great way to catch the MRFs.
The MRFs.
I got the MRFs.
So you got AIDS worse.
We're gonna see it on CNN. Like somebody's gonna take a trip over, and it's like the MRFs is now spread to Ireland. Fucking A, John.
I got the MRFs. You got the MRFs.
Yeah, the girls were trying to invade the bathroom because the line was so. And that's the thing.
So you saw them coming in and out too.
Yeah, they were asking.
So what are they peeing? Like sitting down in the urinal? Like,
hey man, if they want those free range pubes. More power to them. Because, you know, it's like, Drew's bathroom is just like, somebody has like a salt shaker of pubes and just like sprinkle on everything. And you know I'm right.
I know.
That's why you're grimacing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly why. Yeah. I hate when things make sense. Especially when they're really fucking gross.
But yeah, they were asking, like, and they're just like, so, like, are all the stalls in there taken? And it's just like, we look at them like dead face. Like,
there's no stalls.
What stalls?
Like, no stalls. And they're just like, are you guys gonna, like, stand outside and protect it? I was just like, I already peed,
no. So.
My work here is done.
I have done that.
I said good day.
See, you're saying about protecting. I have done that. I have, Like, I can't remember the kid's name off the top of my head, but he really, really had to take a dump. And I think we've described it before. In Murph's bathroom, it's urinal, urinal, toilet, and the
all like, in, no in, dividers.
All in no dividers, yeah, no dividers, nothing
it's
there.
It's literally like, the size of a closet.
Yes, if you sat down on that toilet, your face is in somebody's butt kind of thing.
And, I mean, well, if they like look it, to the side.
And they pull their pants down and they pee in the
yes.
Urinal, but who fucking does that?
I do that.
But,
wait, really?
No, but I'm gonna start now.
Now I'm just gonna be thinking Marcus Blackass, just like, that's all the way down.
No, first,
just,
but the only way to do it, right?
He's got, like, pulls his shirt up to hold it out of his way. underneath
I'm not even gonna hold it.
Are you, like, five?
No, you don't even pull the shirt. You do the thing where you, like, bunch it up and you tuck it through. So it's like a belly shirt now, and like... pants around my ankle.
This seems like a lot.
The only way to fucking do that is if you sing Free Fallin' while you're peeing at the top of your lungs. That's how it works.
Oh,
it's an entire
God.
Process.
Write this down because I want to make this into a short film.
It's recorded for good.
Moving on from that, I was at Falloon's one time, and as Marcus calls me, my nickname is Sir Sleeveless.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm shocked at seeing you with sleeves. I was shocked last night.
Yeah.
Like
the footy's actually in my bag right now as we speak.
Coming out tonight.
It's coming out tonight.
Oh, snaps.
But old school Richie. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
But
character swap.
But
character palettes.
I go to a bar and I'm in my finest tank top. And they said, sorry, you're not allowed in the bar. I'm like, what? It's like, I have pants, I have shoes, I have a shirt. And like, sorry, your shoulders need to be covered up.
I'm you're just like, sorry, sir, you don't have any permit for those weapons.
And meanwhile, like, I see all these girls in just like tank tops too, just walk in.
All
and I'm just
place.
Like, all right, I see how it is. It's like, if you want to come in, you have to buy a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, all right, how much does a shirt cost? It costs $20.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm like the... That's a little bit stiff-ski there, sir. And then it's like, I guess I have no choice. So,
well, I'm,
so I buy
I mean, honestly, I would have rather walked home and got another shirt.
I didn't know my way home.
Richie was in one of those modes.
And I was just like, I'm wearing the shirt, I'm like, this is actually really, really comfortable.
I was so
mad that I couldn't, like, I wanted to be mad at the shirt, but it was so comfortable.
You're
I
like, dang it,
man.
No, I remember so this one time, though, because it was the same thing. Because they don't let you just walk in with, like, a regular white tee kind of thing either.
Yeah.
Like, just a plain white t-shirt. And Steve and I were going in there with a couple friends. And Steve got stopped. But my brother works at Falloon's. He's a barback. And the guy had recognized me when I came in. And he knew that Steve was with me as a friend. And he's just like... You're lucky you're his friend. It just gave him one of the t-shirts.
Yeah. And later that night, it's like we're just hanging out outside, and I'm just like, guys, are we going to go to Murph's or what? And they're like, yeah, in a bit, but a couple of them were being idiots, and they were just spitting, trying to hit a pole, but they were spitting in this guy's car.
Yeah.
And the bouncer's like, are you spitting on our car? And I'm just like, meanwhile, like, as he says this, I'm just walking away. And, he's like, I think it's best if you boys just walk out right now. My friend's like, sir, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Meanwhile, I'm like in the street or the sidewalk. I'm just like, guys, come on, let's go.
Yep.
I don't want people to die.
That was like this one time we were going to go to the depot, and sometimes they're kind of on their sleeve jurisdiction. So I had a tank top one that night. I was with my friend, and, you know, they let her in. No big deal. And then... They're just like, can we? Because it was John and Dante, and they're not gonna be like, get the fuck out of here, because they know. Like
Dante would say that.
Dante is just perpetually angry.
Exactly.
So
I can just get the fuck out. But sorry, carry on.
But they're just like, can we let him in? And John's kind of like, and they're sitting there, and I looked at my friend, and I was just like, wait, you have a hoodie in your car, right? She's like, yeah, but it's like fluorescent pink. I'm just like,
I'll rock it.
Fuck, like. But they let me in anyway. But I was just kind of like. Just vogue the shit out of that hoodie for a second. Just like, hit my music!
Making my way downtown, walking fast. Faces past, I'm a homebound.
We were to play together and we sang that song together.
No, for one of them. Hold my dog, I have to rave.
At one point last night, Luke and I were belting out some Michelle Branch.
Oh, God.
That's what
everyone. You know you're having an emo night when you're singing Michelle Branch. Like,
and we had the realization, we're like, oh my god, this came out 15 years ago. Yeah, we're like, so I, old.
Yeah, I looked it up, like this song, All You Wanted, which is my guilty pleasure song.
But there was
15 years ago.
Going back to the 1,000 miles thing. I play that as a joke, like in the lobby sometimes, and just one day, Luke's like, their musical audition today. I'm like,
it was for the 1X.
It was for the 1X.
And but there was
a musical
a 1X. Short play, and then it's like, if you want to do a musical number,
you can.
And he was just joking at the time because we were at the bar. It's like, we should totally do that. I'm just like, yeah, I'll go. Just joking. Yeah. And I'm just filling out my form, and Luke's like, hey, we're gonna do it. I'm just like. Like, all
right. Wait, are we really? We're being serious.
I'm just like, I said I'd do it, so I
guess. You're screwed.
That reminds me of my one friend, Tori. Like,
Needless to say, we didn't get cast in that.
Yeah. Still went for it. Yeah. Fuck it.
You gotta go for it. Shots. I mean, you know, you
chase the dream.
You miss every shot you don't take.
And probably the directors were probably pissed that you're making a mockery of my audition. But
it was, well, once
people loved it. So.
Once I brought out the kazoo, they were like, all right, now you're screwing around.
They're like, we're screwing around.
Nobody takes kazoos seriously. Come on.
Now time for the coup de grace. Let's do this shit.
And he's like, you can't take the kazoo seriously. I'm like, do you want me to play like some like more serious music? Turn around.
Get a little bit. You would have had more. You would have been taken more seriously if you came out with an accordion and did a Weird Al song.
But I was in my finest tank top. I thought I was being serious.
No one takes tank top seriously, Richie.
And one time, it's like because I had an extensive tank top collection. We were Luke and I were doing something called the 24-hour show at the time. He's like, I need a douchey tank top.
Richie,
do you have one? I'm just like, I think I have just thing for you. And it's a pink tank top that says, it's actually, it's Dolph Ziggler's pink tank top.
Oh.
And it says, you wish you could on the front.
Oh,
and then on the back, it says, pull this off.
Oh my god.
And then I borrowed Greg's, like, he has. Like,
what is up with you and stealing clothes for your show?
Well, he did it for Halloween, too.
Cause guys,
yeah, I used that costume for Halloween.
That's right. Because I do have to say, ladies and gentlemen, Luke was in a play earlier this year, and I forgot. Like, I didn't forget, but at the same time, I knew I had left a flannel of mine at his place, like, maybe, like, a month or two prior.
Oh, yeah,
and then, all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, like, watching the play with Alex, and she just leans over to me and is like, is that your tank? Or is that your flannel? And I'm like, That's mother ever!
Like, I was playing a drug dealer, so I was
wearing. Whoa! Whoa!
So, don't you know all drug dealers wear flannel?
So facto, I thought of Nick and his clothes.
I do it as a homage to Kurt Cobain and grunge in the 90s.
Right, so I just throw on the flannel.
And yeah, and I wear hoodies just to my tribute to O-Town. It doesn't make it any better.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
What a poor man. Wow. Woo! I've been out in ages.
Yeah.
I forgot they were a thing.
I've been waiting for you to just bring out that reference all day. I've been holding on to that.
Fridges and God bless.
Nailed it. Free frame.
But, I'm just like, I'm going to get the Marcus Cackle after this. And I'm like, I did.
That was a good
and
one.
You did.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. But to kind of go along with you guys like making a mockery of the musical, there was like we said.
Weren't trying to make a mockery.
But you did.
Like, but like we went to the cab event. Like I said on the last episode, and then afterwards, because the one girl. I mean, she's a very nice girl, but she's all just like, I have a vagina and it's powerful. And I'm like, all right, here we go.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
There was also a show I was in, and I had to just be in my boxers.
I saw that show.
I'm getting to that.
Yeah, you did.
because how it starts out, I fall off the bed and then I wake up.
Right.
I fall off the bed. I just see Marcus just looking at me intently, just staring directly at me, and I'm just like, oh boy, because I'm trying not to laugh because Marcus is just like doing like the intellectual like fist
on
chin.
I'm curious to see where this is going.
And
he's doing the thinker,
and he's like, must be cold in that room.
I wonder if he warmed up to half show before he got on set. I would have. Never go and try, sir. Yeah. But so we went to the cab event, and there's, you know, and then my friend Tori was just like making up slam poetry, but she was doing it very obnoxiously on purpose. So we're out there, she's like
Jonah Hill from
Yeah. And she literally the next day she sent me that because she was watching it. And she was like, "This was me last night," but she was just like, "I have a vagina." Vagina! This thing is just like doing shit like that. And she would always like enunciate, like she's talking to me, she's like, Marcus, why is this? And she was like interpretive dancing, and then we were just doing that for like hours on end. It was amazing.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, she literally did pull a Jonah Hill. But yeah, so.
Have you guys seen any clowns yet?
Oh, yeah. Good call. So,
I have not.
Just. Preface for anyone that hasn't seen this
or just heard of in the country.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining clowns just going, like, looking at Marcus!
God damn it, it's Tori!
No, around the country, there's been, in the towns and whatnot, creepy clowns that are just, like, on the side of the road. So, like, they're not like, doing anything, they're just standing there creepily.
And then, like,
they have made their way over to York College.
Well, the thing is, I didn't believe it. It's like, oh yeah, clowns are going. I'm like, great, a club of all my ex-girlfriends. This is gonna be great. But then I just look. I'm like,
all
this is actually serious. But no, I'm actually on good terms with all of them. So like, that was just like a throwaway joke.
Dude, it's cool. I make fun of my exes on the show all the time.
I actually have nothing bad to say about it.
I do.
I know you do. Yeah.
I don't really have exes. I just have, just like, oh, we're not talking anymore.
You so have things. But yeah, like, these
I'll
clowns.
Bring over. I got you.
These clowns have started showing up on the campus of York, and, like, there's been multiple sightings.
It's been going all over the country, too.
Yeah, it's been going all over the country, but, like, it made its way up here.
In York. The best was I was reading a Rolling Stone article the other day about the clown epidemics, what they were calling it.
The clown epidemic.
And they're talking about they found it in Atlanta, it's moved its way north, and then...
Hey, Jen just Snapchat me. He's coming to see me.
I'm not her brother. That's weird. Sorry.
She Snapchatted me.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's my phone.
Anyway, so this Rolling Stone article lists all the places it's been, like, clowns have been seen, and then it goes, York College recently sent out a warning to students about clown sightings to be aware, like, York, always infamous, never prestigious.
Well, I mean, like, my mentality, though, is, like, I'm just like, that's a good way to get yourself killed. Like,
you
know, in a week or two, we're going to read about, like, clowns shot dead, like, didn't do anything, but was creepily standing on the side of the road. Some hillbilly's like pulled out his shotgun and shot him.
And honestly, like, that's the thing. If I see a clown, I'm like, if he comes near me, I'm telling like, if you come near me, I'm gonna hurt you.
Exactly.
It's not gonna end well for you.
It's just like if you're terrified of clowns, I get it.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
People are absolutely...
Like, and clowns can be creepy, and they create some very creepy clown masks.
My thing is...
Anyone who's seen Stephen King's It,
I feel ya. Fucking Pennywise.
Tim Curry represent. But, I lost my train of thought. I'm getting
clowns.
Back. Clowns. Yo. It's just like, I thought it's like, if you want to terrify someone, you have to have that stealth factor. But if I'm like walking in the street and there's just like a bright clown in my face, I'm going to laugh first. Then I'm going to turn around and run.
then you're going to turn around and sprint.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I saw this one tweet from this guy. It was just like, y'all are afraid of clowns, but you stay dating them. I was just like, oh! Like, bang!
I don't get it.
All right, fucking pup named Scooby-Doo. Let's laugh at things and then say we don't get it.
Pup named Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Scrappy?
No. That was the bad one.
There was the
jump in the shark thing, man.
There was, like, they go back, there's a, like, the mystery crew. What are they called? Fuck.
Mystery Incorporated.
Mystery Inc., yeah, they're kids. They're, like, in
like, you know, that weird phase in like the 80s.
I didn't see the Scooby-Doo kids version.
There was a weird phase in the 80s and the 90s where every, like popular TV show got, like, a baby form.
Okay.
Like, Muppets.
The Muppet Babies.
I remember the Muppet Babies. How do you do Rugrat Babies, though? Like, make them sperm?
They did the reverse. I could just imagine, like, Nickelodeon's like, let's see, we can't make a baby version of Rugrats.
then do it in like, the womb.
Sperm and sperm and egg.
Then it turns out they're all from one person. It's a conspiracy. All the sperm are for one dad.
I'm actually really excited for the Hey Arnold movie, though.
Oh, yeah, I saw that they're doing that. Yeah, I kind of am, too. Like, I liked Hey Arnold. Yeah.
Hey Arnold?
It was like actually, Seinfeld for kids.
It really was. It was a show about nothing. Yeah. But
it comes on late at night, like 2 a.m. on, like, whatever, Nickelodeon. I think that's, yeah, right. Sorry, I'm thinking out loud stupidly. But yeah, go on. It's like it's 2 a.m.
What else is Hey
Arnold. Continue your train of thought.
I'm going to watch. Hey Arnold's great. Like, still, like.
Hey Arnold!
No, because I was watching the Thanksgiving special came on.
You never find out how he got that football head.
Though. Right.
That's true. How do you come out of the womb with a head like that?
There's, like, so many subtle, very, like, but, like, heavy innuendos that, like, those things you don't realize till you get older. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's, like, Helga and Arnold go to Mr. Simmons for Thanksgiving because they're having Thanksgiving. Yeah. And then, so, Mr. Simmons is like, Arnold, Helga, what are you doing? What are you doing here? And Helga just storms, like, well, basically, both our Thanksgiving's really blue, so we're here.
I think she used different dialogue. No, that was essentially what it was.
No, that is a direct quote.
That is a direct quote.
Yeah, it's like our Thanksgiving is really blue, so we're here now.
Wow.
Yeah.
She actually did say crap at one point.
Yeah.
No, there is actually this really great thing. I remember this one episode with the mailman. And it was like they just had this huge blizzard, and they were like,
"Oh my god, yes!"
They were showing like the mailman still has to go, and he's just going through, and he's like doing a little song to himself. He's like, "I hate the rain, I hate the wind, I hate the snow."
And you see him like sinking into the snow pile and like walk out the other side.
And he just keeps saying, he's like, "I hate wind, I hate the rain, but man, I sure do hate the snow."
Yeah.
One of the things that was alluded to but never said is Helga's mom was an alcoholic.
Yes, it was alluded
to. She's definitely dopey pill popper. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, she gets
her license revoked.
She
makes smoothies.
She's always in bed. She's like, Helga.
Bob, and again, it's like, as kids, you don't realize that, and then you see that as an adult.
Why is she so sleepy all the time?
But seriously, Grandpa's probably my favorite character from
that. Oh, Grandpa's hilarious.
Yeah. Grandpa.
I just like the... It's like his dad gave him, advice of, like not quitting anything.
Yeah.
It's like, what'd your father say? Don't quit, you ninny! It's like, and you almost got to be the trapeze artist in the circus? No, but I did get an audition for the bearded lady. I'm just like, that didn't help anything at all.
I remember he made
inspirational stories.
Yeah. He made a reference to, like, Woodstock for one time.
Yeah.
It was just like, I can't remember, was it like 64 or 65? Well, after that, I couldn't remember much of anything. something like that.
Yeah. Something along those lines, yeah.
Like, ha-ha,
Gramps. I could do Mrs. Bighead's voice from Rocco's Modern Life.
Right.
So you were doing that last night. Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, Ed. Oh, Rocco, you and your graduate references.
It's like a Jewy chain smoker. Sorry, that was really fucked up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's accurate, though.
We're gonna edit that out.
No, we're not.
That's been
no bumper stickers.
Yeah. Jewy chain smoker.
It's just the
is it like Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen joining the Chainsmokers?
I was gonna say it's the group the Chainsmokers, but with more latkes now. But
I like looks better.
But with my favorite like Jonah, one of my favorite Jonah Hill moments seeing him on screen was 22 Jump Street when he was doing the Walk of Shame because it looks exactly like York campus.
And then there's all the girls around him too.
And he's like just right carrying over. His sneakers and just like going back and forth. Hey Stephanie, I just want to go in my bed and just watch Friends all day.
I always do laugh at that. Like, I understand, I get the Walk of Shame, but at the same time, like, just because I Sunrise Crew all the time. I'll be walking back to my car or something, and I'm like, walk of shame, walk of shame, walk of shame. Like, you can pinpoint, like, you can see the people are like, still kind of out and going like I was. And then you can see the people are just like, oh my god, what did I have last night?
Not only that, the best is the fucking ride of shame where they drop you off after. It's just like, oh, you gotta go somewhere? I'll take you there. And then you sit there in the car for like 10 minutes, just like, so... how about this air we're breathing?
You see, I don't believe, like, for me personally speaking, I don't believe in the walk of shame. It's just like, I
stride feel sad sex.
Stride of pride.
Hell.
Stride of pride, exactly.
Like, what do you think all these headbands around fucking rearview mirror are for?
It's time to go.
I think I've told my worst walk of shame story on here. Before.
I don't think you have.
Really?
Yeah.
I definitely told somebody.
Tell. All
right.
The mic is on.
Oh, here we go. Right.
The floor is yours.
So this is probably like 4 or 5 years ago on Memorial Day.
You can't wear pink after that.
Right.
Labor Day.
So obviously, like,
and you have to give up like something weird, like apple juice. Or something
yeah. Fuck that.
Apple juice is good.
Yeah. Give up grapefruit juice. Nobody likes that shit. Like,
that's why isn't this purple?
Whoa, I realized. 50
oh my
cents
god! What a grape shit.
50 cents. That's my favorite bit from like any cinema. But
anyway.
So really hammered at my friend's place in Towson, and so I mean this girl was like. We go to my car to hook up. And she's like, well, I'm not hooking with you in your car. But we'd already, like, got into it. And it's like, so my shirt's off, my shoes are off. She's like, where we got to go? I was like, my apartment's, like, a mile away. So without even putting my shirt or shoes on, we go. Like, and then, you know, on the way out the next morning, just me, my jeans. And her roommates are there. And she's like, how's it going? I was like, I'm Luke. Okay. Well,
bye.
I'll text you soon. Which I did. She was awesome.
There you go.
Which I did. She was great. She's a very nice lady.
But you had a mile walk of shame.
Yeah.
No shirt, no shoes.
Not even that. It was raining.
No shirt, no shoes.
Like, down in Towson, like, one of the busiest, like, streets, like, on the sidewalk. And people are just literally slowing down to stare. Just like...
That is the definition of a walk of shame right there, though.
That was... Oh, God.
No, I had one where it was, like... I had all of my clothes, so I was one step above.
Yeah, at least a little bit above.
Let's start there. Perfect.
But good start. Good start.
I'm walking, and it looked kind of shitty outside. I'm like, I think I'll be able to make it, because it was like, you know, my house to the college is not a far walk. It's like 40 minutes for that. So I'm just huffing it.
It's like a 2 mile thing.
Yeah, having a good old time. I was just like, you know, I'm gonna
pumping your shoulders up.
Yeah,
like, do the Mickey Mouse walk.
Yep.
Like, it's like you have your own theme music in your head.
Exactly.
Marcus is cool.
Marcus is cool.
He's been doing it last night. Let's go.
Hell,
he's such
yeah.
a cool guy.
And then out of nowhere, it was
like... I want
someone
to make a disco loop of
that. Yeah.
The fucking cool. clouds just like amassed and the sky opened up. And it was just like one of those... Like, it went from zero to
like 1/6.
It felt like somebody was just dumping a gallon of water on me specifically. Just
and
like,
the song suddenly.
Then you became the old man who yelled at the clouds. Like, yeah. 6 cents.
Would you stop it? All of a sudden, the record just stops. Like,
Marcus is wet.
Marcus is wet.
You just see me walk. It's like, freeze frame. Yeah, that's right. It's me. Probably wondering how I got here.
Let me backtrack
a year ago.
Let me backtrack.
It's important, don't worry.
About a week ago.
Also, when I went back to where I came from, because Marcus was out with me last night when I was in York, and I'm just like, man, this is our last night out. He's like nonchalant. He's like, we're going to see each other again. I'm like, oh, yeah, we are.
And then he just left. Yeah, okay, bye. Yeah.
It's not that important, Richie. Yeah. Stop trying to make yourself important.
It's true. Oh, I have a giant ego. It's a problem.
Join the club.
Yeah, it's right? Too big. It's too wide. Don't fit.
Why else are we all
ego.
Here?
I mean, we've made a show, and we've got 26 episodes of us telling like fart stories and dick jokes. So we're doing something.
Yeah, and we're funny as shit.
Here we are.
Yeah,
I'm a dunk on a bitch.
And then the dab.
God.
First and last time for that dab.
Yeah.
I don't understand dab. I'm going to be honest. My one co-op does it all the time. I'm just like, I don't... Why?
It was just something that got popular.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, like, and he does, like, he overuses it extremely, but, like, he just does it. Like, we'll yell at him or something, and his response just... Like, he just does it that much.
Stop it.
You're dumb. Stop it.
It's one of those things we don't understand. Just like the Furby.
Just does.
We were talking about that, though.
We were. We were talking about...
Teddy Ruxpin.
We were talking about Teddy Ruxpin, and Marcus and I were like, yeah, I had a Teddy Ruxpin. And Rich is just like, that was before my time. I had a Furby.
I didn't say I had a Furby.
Wait, what
the fuck
is a Teddy Ruxpin?
What?
You don't know what a Teddy Ruxpin is?
It's an animatronic bear that you plug tapes into, and then it would... Tell the story.
Let me pull up Google, because that's my best friend at this situation.
I cannot believe you've never seen it.
Imagine if this was 10 years ago. We couldn't do this.
It's true.
I just like it's the second, like I typed in Teddy, and that's like the first thing that popped up. Underneath it is it's Teddy Roosevelt. So we know we're doing great in America.
We know where our priorities lay.
I don't fucking like this at all.
It was creepy.
And it's just like...
If anything was going to come alive while you were sleeping and burn the house down, it was that.
Like the bear version of Chucky.
Yeah.
I had one and it didn't creep me out like Chucky did. We discussed it before on the podcast. Chucky creeped me out. Teddy Ruxpin?
Like, the first time, like, my sister used to always, like, she knew I hated Chucky, so she'd always, like, try to scare the shit out of me.
Did you ever find this out? Last year, somebody hid in the shop a Chucky doll. You didn't hear that? Somebody hid a...
The look on Luke's face!
Oh! If I had been in the shop, I probably would have injured myself. Like, had, like, a saw with me, and just, like... There goes Luke's hand.
I think it probably still is there to this day.
And I'm working in the shop now.
I'll have to ask Alex if she ever saw it.
My sister would always try to scare me growing up. So about a year and a half ago, with my girlfriend at the time, I was like, you know, I'm gonna get over this fear. I'm gonna watch the movie and it's gonna be cool. We're gonna be fine.
I'm adult. I can handle this.
So the whole time I've got my fingers over my face, scared as fuck. Yep. Nope. Still scared. And the fact that I saw everything that he does in the movie too,
it made it
that much worse. So I was like, nope. She's like, do you want to watch the sequel? No, I don't.
That night, Luke's just like clinging onto his girlfriend, save me.
I was just like right, usually like she's like you know your girl's got your arm. Fucking Teddy.
You're clinging.
Help me!
Save me from the killer doll!
I'm not sleeping
at night. One of my favorite times I had with Luke, we played on Mario Party one time. And I landed on a spot that says, and I just go in like this over the top voice, "Welcome to the Wheel of Miracles!" And Luke's like, what the?
Why?
And you're like, no, I don't want to go here!
I want to be part of this shit, do we?
But, Alex... I'm not sure.
Did you get... So someone got that reference. I didn't think you were going to... No, that's Dewey Cox.
I'm not sure.
Every time, he walks into, the room, his friends, he's doing some kind of drugs, Dewey, you don't want no part of this shit. What is it? It's like, it's Coke, try it.
That was five times. When I was at home, Alex actually texted me one time, and she's like, I'm drunk and I miss you. And I'm just like, well, I'm sober and asleep. And then I just left it at that.
I remember. No, she was with me. And she was really drunk and really clingy, which is absolutely adorable.
It terrifies me.
Alex doesn't do any, PDA unless she's inebriated. And she was doing a ton of PDA that night. She's just clinging to me. I mean, the night that I met her, she was drunk. And I remember, literally, I'm having a
conversation. What a great introduction.
I'm having a conversation with her, and then you, Richie, you happen to walk by, and she just, springs up and just wraps herself around you.
Yeah. One of my favorite times is our friend Amber was at the bar.
She's going to be out tonight.
She is going to be out tonight. But, Marcus,
it's going to be Alex, Amber, and Libby. Hashtag bad decision weekend.
Crew.
I think it was myself.
Sleeping in.
Marcus, Luke, and Greg, and we were just all sitting in a booth. And, Amber had a little bit too, much to drink. And, Greg's like...
Oh, I think I know what this is.
And Greg's like, I think you've had enough. And then she just full on... palm strikes Greg right in the face. and then Greg's like, what? And then I had class with Amber the next day. I'm like, you know he slapped Greg, right? And she's like, I slapped Greg?
Oh my god!
Fast forward next weekend, and she's like, hi, And because this is after, she's like, "Hi, Greg," and Greg's like, "Oh, hi," and then he's like in bad pants, like right now. How are you? Because, and like, I laugh at this now, but then like fast forward a couple like months later, my friend, she was there, our friend Panda.
Panda.
And Panda, like, she walked in, she just full on smacks me in the face after I say hi.
And you're like, this was funnier when it was someone else.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm like, what? And then I see Panda. I'm like, hey, Panda, what's up? She's like, hi, Richie. And she's just hugging me. I'm like, do you not remember smacking me in the face? And then she's like,
apparently not.
I smacked you in the face?
That just makes me think of last time I was out with Amber and Alex drinking. Again, Alex got pretty inebriated. And I can't remember. I was poking fun at her. And she kept on hitting me. And Alex is a black belt in Taekwondo. She can hit hard.
And
yeah, Luke found that out last night.
We're gonna tell that story.
Yes, absolutely. After this, but she can hit hard, and she kept on hitting me that night. And at one point, Amber just looks at her. She's like, "Alex, be nice. Stop abusing your boyfriend."
It's like Alex is a foot and a half shorter than me. She can kick me in the face. Like
she can actually get her foot right up into it.
It defies the laws of physics. But the first time I was like, I don't believe you. She's like, want me to show you?
I remember at your place, yeah.
No, this was like before, like even before.
Oh, okay.
You guys knew, this is like a long time ago. I was like, I barely knew her at the time. But I was like,
you can't do that.
I was like, you can't fucking do that. No, you can't. She's like, watch me. It's like, okay.
And you're like, hashtag too tall for you.
Well, like, yeah, just please. And then so she, like, her foot gets like an inch from my face. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm not gonna fuck with you.
But yesterday,
last night, yeah. Luke's balls had a rough time of it.
Do you want to tell the first part? I'll tell the second part.
I think Luke should tell the first part.
Honestly, you guys saw it because it's all haze. It just hurt.
Take it away, Reggie. Take it away.
So I arrive at Libby's house, say happy birthday to her, and we're gonna go with Murph's after that. And all of a sudden, from the corner of my eye, I just see Alex just like punch Luke just right in the groin. It was like direction.
Yeah. It's like, and Luke keeled over.
And Luke did a barrel roll.
Right on the right nut.
And then it's like,
that's the good one.
And then Luke's like, I'm just gonna stay away from her.
The thing is, like, Luke stayed in like a crouched down, almost fetal position on the floor, like, for like a solid 5 minutes.
Yeah, just like, I'm pretty sure Luke
was like a hair away from crying.
I'm just like, Luke, focus on your breathing.
Are you pregnant?
He was keeled over like he was pregnant.
But then people keel
over. Is that
how babies are born? They just slide right out.
You keel over.
But anyway,
I've never having a baby.
Luke was at that point.
I was like, I'm all drunk, so I'm giving everyone wet willies.
Luke gets at the point. You know when Luke's at a point when he gives everyone wet willies? He gives me a wet willie. Not a good one, by the way. Like, give it a solid 3 out of 10.
I'm sorry, when you're drunk, you miss.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm just like, man, I wish I could get him back. Right on cue. Gets punched. Like, right in the ball.
I give one to Will, and then she's like, that's his reaction. Like, boom. It's like,
and then he's keeled over. I'm just
like, that one hurt more.
Nice. And I just go over to Will. I'm just like, did you just hit him in the balls? He's like, yeah. I'm like, thank you. And I just shook his hand.
Will was telling me later. He's like, you know that's what happens when you do that. Like, why do you do that?
I just remember seeing Luke later on. Like, he's just, I'm like, so, I heard it's been a rough night for your balls. And he's like, you have no idea, dude.
I was waiting for the third time.
just the hat trick.
Yeah. Exactly. Hat trick of ball punching. Yeah. That's a terrible hat trick.
No. Because honestly, when people get hit in the balls, like, I think every guy has this. It's like you cringe for a second, and then you're like, if it's not you, then you laugh.
Yes. Yeah. But you have like a moment of like an empathy pain. Like, I've been there.
Oh,
ow.
Oh, yeah.
I had one time where my friend, she hit me in the balls. And then as I was going down, I literally grabbed her by the nipple and, like, drug her down. I was like, fuck you, you're coming down with me.
Misery loves company, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just kind of like, at one point, we were both, like, keeled the fuck over. Like, oh, God.
You're, like, clamping her nipple.
Yeah, I had, like, death grip. I was like, cut that motherfucker.
One of my favorite stories, just at Murph's, it's like, nothing like, usually Marcus is dancing, I'm like, alright, let me dance with Marcus, get some credibility, because Marcus is a wonderful dancer.
That I am.
I am not.
I am not. You just I'm white.
Wobble doesn't count.
Motherfucker, I can do more than Wobble. He's like doing his stuff.
He's like doing his thing. He's like, I'm going to do a shuffle here. I'm just going to watch it.
And dude,
I'm like,
wobble this way and wobble back.
And me wobble in. And me wobble out.
Mark said I wobble all about.
Jealousy. Fucking jealousy.
I marked that I wobble. Then it's just like, I only have one move in the dance floor. It's the you can't see me thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and then Marcus is like,
you're like, you can't see me. I don't want you to see me.
And Marcus is like, can you do anything else? I'm like, honestly, this is the best I've got. So yeah. Really,
I'm like, throwing all the cards like, out right now.
Fucking knocked up. He's like, he's rolling the dice.
He's doing the dice move too much. He's doing the dice move too much.
That's all he's got, man. That's all he's fucking got.
That's all he's got.
But all right, we're over an hour here, guys. Let's call it an episode.
Roll it out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Roll out.
Roll out. Yeah.
Music. We might be doing a doubleheader this week.
We might be.
Yeah, we should. If it's good, do it two times. If it's not, then walk away.
Let's fill up my three-episode deal.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. We'll need to renegotiate.
We'll figure it out.
Yep.
Still maybe, not maybe tomorrow.
I texted Nick. I'm like, Nick, I'll come here on a head of a dragon just to be back in the trophy.
And I'm like, I don't think you need to do that.
I want to watch.
And then Nick's like, we're going to get a dragon. I'm like, don't worry about it.
You gotta watch it because Starbucks will take it and put it in a coffee.
And meanwhile, I'm just... Meanwhile, I'm just singing, like, dragon tails.
Too many scales, bro. Too many scales.
Yep.
All right, Marcus, you can find me on Snapchat at SIRMAV. And then Twitter and Instagram is QUEZMAV.
Well, my go.
Richie, if you want to pimp yourself, you don't have to.
I'm just making the announcement and Coach Trophy Husbands exclusive that I'm going back to stand up.
Yes!
Woo!
Because a lot of people wanted me to come back there, and I like to give to the people.
You follow their demands.
Starting pro wrestling training soon, that's going to be nice.
Nice.
So maybe in the next podcast, I can go a little bit into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I told you, man. Yeah. I told you forever ago, if you need an opener, I will open for you.
Yeah. Have the trophy husband to open for you.
Yeah, honestly, we could do a two-man show if we
want. I'd totally do it.
Let's see if there's an open mic night tonight.
Just walk up, what's the deal with airline food?
and then it's like, the deal is, it's actually helicopters. And then you
can't give all your material away on the air.
It's well, okay, this doesn't go up till Tuesday.
This is our opening.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try
and purposely just get gonged off stage.
our two-man show is like, if we're not in the same area, we're just FaceTiming each other in two different venues.
This is right up to the microphone. Right?
Yeah!
It's like that seagull from Family Guy.
You can find me, Luke, at HUKE_LOOVER. Yeah, you can spell. I'm proud of you.
Motherfucker, I'm ad-libbing for you. I'm like,
I mean, it was 26 episodes. He was bound to, like, learn how to spell it eventually.
That's Twitter and Instagram. Yep. You didn't quote me there, so.
Can you guys stop shaking hands? It's making me very uncomfortable.
Why? We're being nice.
I know, but it's, like, right in between me.
Doesn't matter.
Caps on Snapchat does.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No, it does not.
It probably doesn't. So I don't know. Your dick.
No.
Can you guys please stop shaking hands? No. I'm getting very uncomfortable.
No.
Why you finish it up, Luke.
I'm done.
Okay. Okay.
You saw. You got to.
Then actually.
You're like a 4-year-old. No, you have to do it. You have to do it with me.
Actually,
you have to interlock it. You have to interlock it, or else you're just friends and not partners.
That's right. Interlock it and pop it. Actually, though, folks, special announcement for me. I will not be on next week's episode. I am actually going to be up in New York for New York Comic Con. I am going to be tweeting and Instagramming and Snapchatting everything and above.
Be in New York?
I am.
Yeah, well, the city's only like an hour from me.
All right, cool, yeah. Right,
just come.
I don't know.
Be outside Comic Con.
Yeah.
just on the window, just like, it could have been me.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm going to be up in New York City. I'm going to be at Comic Con, so... And I'll be Snapchatting, tweeting, and Instagramming everything. And for doing that for me and following, you can find me all at NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. I'm also going to be making a video, hopefully, to record and
put up onto the YouTube of my experience up there. I'm looking forward to it. But and you can find that on YouTube at Trophy Husbands Podcast. And then make sure you hit up the official Trophy Husband Twitter at The True Trophies. But new episodes dropping every Tuesday, hashtag Trophy Tuesdays. Special thanks to Richie for joining us again.
Thank you. And it's great to be here.
Yeah, always welcome.
Maybe I'll be on next week's episode.
Let's hope. And everybody, have a good week.
Yeah,
all right.
Forever.
TTFN, that's out for now.
Peace.